Hey everyone, welcome back. It's yet another installment of Stunt Granny Audio's WrestleMania 25 preview. I'm Jeremy, the silent stalker on the internet. Is Mr. Kevin DeFrango, or not so silent?
Yep, still here and still making noise while actually enjoying the great outdoors.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I've got the windows open here. Well, that's what the nice thing about being in South Carolina. It's in the 60s. So. All right. Well. We can do that on another audio, so let's get right into this. This edition, we're going to talk about the Triple H, Randy Orton. They're the World Heavyweight, or are they the WWE? I just totally forgot.
I don't know, and I don't have internet capabilities right now, so I'm a little bit lost.
True.
I think he's the WWE champion.
That's what I'm going to look for.
Hold on, does he
Yeah, yeah. No, you're right. You're right.
Yeah.
At least I think you're right. So,
yeah,
whatever it is.
I think Edge has the good-looking belt.
Yeah, that's right. They don't have the spit belt. So, yeah. Okay. All right. So, anyways. All right. I think we've gone back and forth. You think this is going to be the main event of the show, don't you? Or was that Eric or Dusty?
Well, then it might be all three of us. I don't know. I just have a hard time thinking that Triple H, after, not taking the main event the last several years, that he wouldn't put himself in there. Plus, the whole McMahon family's involved. And I just can't see their egos not being stroked.
But at the same time, though, don't you think that there is so much in this match that it could play out like the Donald Trump-McMahon thing? From WrestleMania 23 to where it's third from the top, with like the poor divas in the middle, and then have John Cena win to end the show.
Yeah, I mean, if they want to elongate this feud, and they really could, that would really be the route to go. Have Randy Orton win it, and put it not in the main event slot.
Right. Yeah, and that's what I'm thinking because it. All right, especially with, and in case no one's seen it, because it was pretty quick, actually, Triple H can lose the title now on a countout or on disqualification, which actually addresses one of the logic points that I had written down. So, now, the countout part, that just seems kind of dumb, because if they're going to get counted out, it's going to be because the two of them were fighting, not because Triple H took off and didn't want to fight.
Right.
So it would end in a double. It would end in a double countout. So why not just have a no countout match? Just do it that way. But then the no disqualification pit works because Randy Orton's done everything he can. I mean, obviously, in typical WWE grandiose nature, over the top of making Triple H so mad that anything could happen in this match now. If that makes any sense, I guess.
Well, and you know what? It just kind of hit me as you were mentioning all the anything can go stuff.
Yeah.
I wonder if they are going to hold this off. So, because isn't Hell in a Cell usually sometime in after WrestleMania?
Yeah. It's usually not. I want to say
usually not the pay-per-view
King of the Ring slot.
But,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they got to spread them out now because the Elimination Chamber matches. So,
right.
I would think maybe May, June, possibly even SummerSlam if they want to drag it out all that way, which would be incredibly long. So.
Yeah, but that would be. I mean, how many friggin' how many Hell in a Cells has Hunter been in at this point? I mean, other than a majority of them.
Yeah, he's been in a lot. When you say it like that, it's like, wow, he has been in a decent amount.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny that way. Didn't really think of that. Most of the time you're so... I think Undertaker's been in more. I'm not having it in front of me, but that match is usually, you see Undertaker on it, and that's it.
Right.
But this match... getting to the build-up of the match and the drama involved, that's been my new word for some reason. The drama doesn't center around the championship at all. And this is a title match. Everything for the build up of this match has been about Randy Orton beating up the McMahon family. It it doesn't make any sense. I mean, they had enough historically they could have used. I mean, and they've been trying to get, and not get away from it, but try to mix that into everything as well.
Yeah.
It just seems like it's too little too late, though. I mean, the whole crux of this thing is McMahon now, which, you know, when they're all on TV, that's usually what happens anyways, so.
No, you don't say.
I mean, it just seems that, and I guess this is another reason why I think that it's possible this match isn't the main event, because if Orton and, you know, Legacy and that come out on top, they're not closing WrestleMania with that shot.
Oh, heck no.
And, I don't know, and it just seems like the added stipulation, though, also lends itself to something like that happening.
Gotcha.
With a DQ. But I just, I don't know, I sound old, and maybe it's because I am, and I've been watching this stuff too long. But don't you ever get the feeling, or just think sometimes, you know, I wish they'd just concentrate on the wrestling part. I know it's entertainment, so you got to have, like, that emotional hook in the match. But isn't Hunter being, like, one of your top baby faces enough of a hook? I mean,
one would think.
Okay, I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm off base. And people, I mean, and this is what people want. I mean, you know, we goof on Triple H all the time, but people buy his merch and people cheer for him. And, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. He's definitely near the, or, you know, well, probably second in command to Cena there, really, in popularity, I would say.
Well, yeah, I was about to say Jeff Hardy, but maybe not.
Well, and wasn't, this is really throwing a monkey wrench into things and maybe really too much going on.
No, that's all right. Hey, when it comes to this match, that's actually kind of part of the course, so.
Would, you know, didn't Orton talk to Batista, and isn't Batista ready to come back?
Yeah, I think I know where you're going with this, but I do see it like May, I think he's supposed to come back. But that doesn't mean the whole month of April he couldn't just be on TV, too. But
right, yeah, I mean, Orton came back in what? It was 2 months before he wrestled, I think?
Yeah. But,
or at least a month or something like that. So
yeah, but Orton can talk, and Dave just has to do short bursts of words. I mean,
well,
you know,
he wouldn't really fit in with the whole Legacy thing, really.
I mean, he'd fit in
between Orton and Triple H, but Legacy-wise, it's kind of weird.
Well, yeah, I was about to say, don't cut your thought short, though. What were you going to say?
Well, no, I mean, if they're putting in all those stipulations, then, you know, well, no, it's just Batista interfering, because isn't, aren't those clowns not, didn't Orton say his clowns wouldn't be at ringside, I think, at some point?
Yeah, but he, I mean, like usual, they usually are.
Supposed to do that, but,
yeah. I don't know, I think that'd be an interesting twist, actually. I almost, like, how did they play up, Batista got kicked by Randy Orton, didn't he? That's how they got rid of him.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. So, all right.
And, yeah, he
right,
wasn't
so
really
there is
much
that.
Of a reason to come back to him then, or to help
no,
him out.
But, but at the same time, it also gives a crux, you know, Triple H can't be going along with the McMahons on his side. And when you mentioned Hell in a Cell, I was going to mention something like War Games, where the three of them and then Orton, you know, and Priceless, they just duke it out. I mean, they've done that before, and that's actually a pretty big fucking main event.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know. I guess anything with McMahon in it, I mean, he gets ratings up, so people want to see him doing something. But,
yep.
But all right, but let's say Randy Orton does lose this match somehow. What next then? Because is it going to be one of these things where Triple H beats him at WrestleMania and then has a Hell in a Cell or just another match, whatever, and beats him again like he did with Jericho and just totally killed Jericho off? I guess that's why I just keep going back to Orton has to win this match somehow. It doesn't have to be decisively.
And it isn't a... because they're still technically, I mean, I know that they've really started to mesh things more, but I mean, isn't the draft supposed to be the 19th, I believe, of April?
Actually, it is the 13th in Atlanta.
Oh, the 13th.
Yeah, when I went, I believe it was the 13th. When I went to, when I saw the Red Wings play, they were advertising it as the WWE draft all over Phillips Arena.
Okay.
And I was like,
well,
motherfucker, it's got to be on Monday.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we could have Triple H, if he, you know, if he loses, he can rig the draft so that he goes to wherever Orton is.
Yeah, true. That's true also. Yeah,
you know,
because technically, Triple H is the SmackDown champion, while Edge is the Raw champion, but they keep flip-flopping, right?
Since that happened there at that pay-per-view, they've both been on both shows.
Yeah. Oh, no. I understand that, but I mean, going by internet fanboy stuff, technically that's how it goes. I mean, just like The Miz and Morrison are the WWE Tag Team Champions, but they're on every show because they're awesome. So, but we'll get into that at a later one. I don't know. I think this match, and I know you said two matches that could be show stealers, but anything McMahon's in, and you know Vince and Shane are going to get involved, and you know Priceless is going to get involved as well, but anything McMahon's in, it may not be the most technically sound match, but he has almost the most entertaining match every single time. I mean, whenever he's on a WrestleMania and he's involved in some extent, he always puts on a show. And I think this one could actually, storyline-wise.
Umaga and Bobby Lashley was the show stealer?
Dude, that was a fun fucking match. I mean, it wasn't hideous. You're fucking catching me, bastard. But at the same time, it was memorable. I mean, I remember we were at the Toy Chest afterwards, and like a bunch of fucking nerds were watching WrestleMania on the TV, and we were all like, you know what, that was a pretty damn good match after all. But I mean, it had the whole McMahon drama in it with him doing this. I mean, no matter what, he delivers, and that's what I think this match actually is going to be, unfortunately, mostly about, but it's going to be entertaining, and it could be the match of the night. That's my dark horse for match of the night.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, I think there's a difference between being, you know, it's going to be entertaining and show stealer. Like, you know, it's one of the main events, and I mean, I just have a hard time saying that anything that's supposed to be a main event should really be a show stealer. You know, it should be a good match. I don't think that
you know what, go fuck yourself, you just totally stomped me on that one. I don't want you to talk anymore, so no, you really did. I mean, I'm talking on my ass on that one apparently, and nothing like getting called out on something like that. So so that's the Randy Orton Triple H conundrum. Fuck, I don't know if I could punch you in the face right now, I would just smack the shit out of you. So we'll be back later. Oh, wait a minute. Who are you predicting to win?
I think you have. At least you've talked me into this part. I think I'm going to go with Randy Orton here to win the title so that they can extend this feud out a little bit longer.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I'm like you just said, I agree with you. So, all right. So there's our predictions. We're both going Randy Orton in this. So we're going to end this one up, try and keep them short. Like we said, make sure check out the other ones. If you missed any, make sure and check out, Eric, Dusty and Jordan. We're back. They haven't done one in a while. They did one for the Rumble. The five best WrestleManias, is voted on by us and by, you know, you, the listeners, readers, fans, I don't know, fans, whatever, but, that's posted. And also they'll be back also with the five worst WrestleManias, which apparently is supposed to be much shorter. So they're cutting the negativity now, so that's good. So check back later. The worst stuff will be up, and the next one of these will be up. So thanks for listening.